Okay. We'll call the Judiciary Committee meeting to order. It's 1:31. Today is the first day of February. Today we have Senate Joint Resolution number 2 that we're going to have before us. We brought it up previously, and we have a new CS in front of you. So I would move that we adopt the Senate for CS Joint Resolution number 2, which is the 302N/N by Bullock. Why don't you object, Fred?
I object for the purpose of discussion.
And there was some added language in there, and I would, especially for Senator Olson's sake, could we have Chuck Kopp come forward, works for Senator Dyke, kind of explain to us what this CS does compared to the original bill.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you for hearing this committee substitute. For the record, my name is Chuck Kopp, staff to Senator Fred Dyson. The version before you, the committee substitute, was drafted in response to committee recommendations on January 28th here in Senate Judiciary. The changes are as follows. Page 1 of the committee substitute is unchanged from the first version. Page 2, line 7, the language is amended to incorporate references to protecting our state's rights and local self-governance. Lines 11 and 12, the language is amended to include reference to our state's right to be the steward of and manage our natural resources. Lines 15 and 16, the language is amended to address the equal footing doctrine as derived from the Alaska Statehood Act, whereby new states created from federal territories are admitted to the Union with all the powers of sovereignty and jurisdiction that pertain to the original 13 states. Lines 21 through 24, the new language further directs that copies of the resolution will be sent to the Chair of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee of the United States Senate, Chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee of the United States House of Representatives, and Chair of the Natural Resources Committee of the United States House of Representatives.
Thank you. Sir, still objection to?
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
All right, so then we'll have this work draft before us. It's kind of interesting timing on this because the I heard that the Energy Secretary had just decided to move on, and that means they will go through the process of looking for a new Energy Secretary. So the Energy Committee will have many things coming to it, and this will be one good one to send that way if we should get this to them in time. So discussion on this, Mr. Dyson, Senator Dyson, I'm sorry. Did you want to speak to this bill at all?
We spoke to it last time.
All right.
And for Senator Olson's benefit, we did a very similar one last year, and the Senate various committees made some good modifications to it, which has happened again. The Attorney General at the time, Dan Sullivan, I asked him what the value was, and he said it actually has some. He said when we get, particularly in court proceedings, that this resolution helps to buttress the case that the executive branch is actually about what the people want, and I think it's valuable for that purpose.
Just for the members' information, Brad Mahan from the Attorney General's office is online. Mostly, he just put down that he'd be willing to answer questions. So, and I don't know of any. Is there any questions at this point?
On line 24 there, you talked about the chair to the Natural Resources of the Committee, the House of Representatives. Is there not a Natural Resources Committee for the Senate as well?
I think it falls into the one above in Energy and Natural Resources on line 21.
Okay, so we have ourselves covered.
Yep.
Okay.
And that was a request that I had brought up in the last go around. So, all right. Well, was there any public testimony that came online at this point, Deanna? All right.
Are there any other states that are doing similar type of action to try and stop these incursions by the federal government, especially some of the newer states like, say, Wyoming or Hawaii, where federal government overreach maybe out there?
Yeah, there's literally a couple of dozen, and most of them in the western states. Utah has taken a bit of the leadership. At the Alex conference, I met with those guys quite a bit. Utah has invited the other states with similar issues to join the coalition. And in fact, our executive branch, DNR, has been working with those guys pretty closely. And I'm impressed with the cooperation. Yeah. Very similar issues.
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue. I guess there's four states in the western side of the Mississippi that have fairly conservative governors, especially North Dakota is one of them. What is their stance on, since they have a fair amount of
they're with us.
Oil and the governor, the government, the federal government obviously was very much in hand there when they were had.
From my recollection, Senator Dyson and Senator Olson, there are several issues, including water rights issues, the RS-2477,
mm-hmm.
Endangered Species Act has been significant to them, that has tied up their federal land. The ability to do grazing on federal land is a big issue. The ability to do homesteading in a red meat market. Even native treaties have been pushed pretty hard by the federal government on land use issues. So the western states have had a huge impact. Probably the toughest is really the Endangered Species Act at this point. There seems to be, between the wetlands and the endangered species, the western states, because of federal government, have been locked up on a lot of issues. So in several of the groups that I've been involved in, the western Council of State Governments, western, probably brings up this issue more than anything. And of course, they got water rights issues on federal lands and state lands. But the ability to produce any resource off federal land, including forestry, has been significantly hampered by the federal government to the states. So those are just a handful of issues I can think of.
The other thing is that we talked about Dan Sullivan, I guess the commissioner at the time, or either the attorney general, thought that a resolution would have some headway. And if that's been the case of other states, have they passed resolutions? What has been the end result of them in the past? Or of them and their efforts, as their
Senator Dyson or Mr. Kopp, do you have any information?
Our attorney general has said that it is the value to the states that have passed them is it shows the unity of the people speaking through their legislative voice, that it's not just the executive branch, a recalcitrant executive branch that's fighting back against the federal money, but they're actually representing the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And
a suggestion, Mr. Kopp, mm-hmm. might be to go ahead and count the resolutions that fall into this category that have been passed last year and introduced this year, so that we could have that to these members before this moves on to a floor. I think that would be something valuable to this body and other members.
Just as a supplemental,
Absolutely, yes.
Just so we have it as background information.
I think that's a legitimate
sure.
question.
Sure.
And I don't want to really hold up this bill.
Right.
For that information, but I would suggest you get that information based on that question. I think that's a legitimate and good question.
And one other thing I'd like to bring up, Mr. Chairman, is last year in House Resources, there was a consortium of, I believe, all 13 of the Alaska Native corporations, and almost every point in this resolution they hit as one of their top concerns, and that was included in the handout on the back page. So they're having land control resources issues and
sure.
ability to manage the resources within the corporation lands area. So I think it certainly speaks for Alaska, and I'll get that information.
Yeah, I think that would be a good addendum to this. Senator Dyson?
Yeah, and I would just add, Senator Olson, your question's a good one. But my guess is it's very difficult to quantify a resolution and what impact it had before a hearing board or in court.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish we all had the answer to it.
Right? Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue. What has, Mr. Kopp, what has been the response from the Native community as far as what this resolution has? Have they seen it? Have they commented on it? Has AFN got an opinion on it or anything like that?
No, we did not get a letter on it. But if you saw in the handout, the last page of their presentation to House Resources was it should be the very last one. And Mr. Ethan Shute made the presentation. I'm sorry, where it says common interests and concerns, you can see where it goes down there. They pretty much hit most of the points on this resolution, at least our concerns, and that was a collection of all 13 corporations that were presented. We don't have a separate letter from them, but it was just, and it, we didn't work together. It was just coincidental that this resolution was coming along at the same time they were presenting.
Thank you, Mr. Cobb.
And what kind of influence, if I could continue, Mr. Chairman? What kind of influence would it have? Would it have on some of the subsistence activities that are out there? Would this have any effect on it at all?
It doesn't. It stays away from addressing those activities. Okay. You know, it's not. It's very specific to the. The first page really addresses what we're talking about: the misuse of the Endangered Species Act, as far as designating that hundreds of thousands of square miles for critical habitat for polar bears. Restricting access to Alaska rivers, mm-hmm. and denying use of rights of way, essential to access land in the state. So those types of issues that could be considered, you know, controversial and still we're working out internally as a state, not addressed in this resolution.
Okay. Yeah.
And if I may,
Mr. Dyson.
Yeah, we
just,
had two.
Just as a matter of protocol, you need to speak to the chair.
To the chair, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. And I'm going to start getting more and more picky on that, because as we get into tougher issues, you know, we're drifting into informality. I'm going to have to.
Good practice and good reminder. Thank you for the reminder, Mr.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah. I lost it.
Sorry,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Kopp, as you look at some of the issues, and one of the things that's been brought up has to do with the overreach by the federal government to go ahead and deal with some of the polar bear habitat that was mentioned in there. Has the North Slope Borough also been, since a lot of the polar bear are up in their area, have they been made aware of this, maybe, that this may be coming through?
Through the chair, Senator Olson. North Slope Borough has not been contacted about the Senate joint resolution, mm-hmm. but I did attend two energy conferences in Anchorage where the North Slope Borough mayor and their finance officer and several of their leadership presented, and they were very upset with the federal government incursion.
Sure.
On almost all of their resource issues, and said they felt like their voice had not been listened to. So I didn't hear anything in those public presentations that would conflict with what we're trying to do here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, Senator Olson, as I understand it, this governor has taken more actions to assert state rights and get the federal government to get back on their reservation, if you will. And in our hearings in state affairs, Commissioner Sullivan made it very clear that all those are not adverse lawsuits. There are several times that the state has joined with the feds in trying to beat back third-party lawsuits and injunctions and so on and so forth. And there was some significant areas of cooperation. But in a sense, what we're doing here is endorsing what the administration is doing in trying to assert state rights. And you don't have to go very far until you'll get to the depth of what we knew about all those actions and policy calls, although we'll try.
Any other conversation on it?
No, Mr.
Kopp?
Chairman.
Senator Dyson?
Yeah, thank you. I believe I already removed my objection. I move that we move committee substitute to Senate Joint Resolution 2 from committee with individual recommendations.
And the attached fiscal note. So. Any objection? Hearing no objection, the bill will move. So Senate Joint Resolution 2 will move to its next committee referral. That's all the business we have before us today. The next agenda item is going to be Monday. We're going to have Senate Bill 22, Crimes, Victims, and Child Abuse and Neglect. We'll hear the rest of the remaining of the description of the bill, some public testimony. There's going to be Senate Joint Resolution number 6, which will get the last 10-15 minutes of the meeting, depending on how we go. My intention is at least to bring it up and introduce it to the committee for their consideration. Senate Bill 22 will probably have two more hearings after that. Based on public testimony, we'll go into amendments the following week. So any other thing that committee members want to bring up? All right. I would encourage you to stick around and sign the sheet for this bill, or the recommendation on this bill as we go out here. With that, the Senate Judiciary Committee is adjourned.